For more than a decade, thousands of electronic music fans have flocked to Camp Bisco, held for the past 7 years at the Indian Lookout Country Club in Mariahville, located in the town of Duanesburg, New York, including Joe Marquito of Burnt Hills, who first attended in 2011 and returned for two more festivals. Marquito said his favorite part of the festival is the extensive list of musicians who've played each year.
Personally, I love that they have so many different types of bands there. I love going just to see brand new bands that I've never even heard of. They always end up being spectacular.
But Marquito said he was upset when he found out that Camp Bisco will not be returning in 2014. Posted to Camp Bisco's Facebook page Thursday afternoon was a statement that reads in part, quote, "After much deliberation and tireless efforts to make camp happen this year, we had to make the tough decision to take a year off. We will be coming back in 2015 with an amazing event that will cater to the needs, wants, and wishes of Camp Bisco's most faithful and valued attendees," unquote. An email sent to Camp Bisco's organizers seeking comment was not returned Friday. Duanesburg Town Supervisor Roger Tidball said the cancellation of this year's festival is bittersweet.
You hate to see the event go away because of the vendors that would profit and the money that came into the local community through, there's a local store right there in Rival who, you know, he really does really well that weekend. It keeps them afloat for the rest of the year. The local gas stations, the local hotels, you know, they all benefit from them. But, then you had a lot of the negative press.
Camp Bisco had garnered a complicated reputation over the past few years. In 2011, a man was found dead of a drug overdose during the festival. In 2012, a young woman fell into a coma after reaction to a drug. Her family filed a lawsuit against the organizers of the festival, claiming they had failed to provide an adequate and timely medical response. Stories of drug arrests and hospital visits surrounding the event are well known, but organizers have stressed that they have a zero-tolerance drug policy. Patrick Doyle, who attended the concert in 2009, said he hasn't returned to an event since. An avid concert-goer, Doyle said drug use can be expected at large gatherings, especially on a weekend that features many high-profile electronic and jam rock bands. But he said Camp Bisco stood out in the way it handled the drug use among concert-goers.
What kind of said Camp Bisco apart from, say, your larger festivals, your Bonnaroos, is that, you know, there didn't seem to be like a medical staff at hand. I know that they most likely had one in order to kind of get the festival put into place, but I didn't feel like there was one or a security team to kind of keep people in check.
Also in recent years, long traffic jams and negative reaction from the surrounding community had intensified. Joe Marquito said he had a feeling that the event was on its way out.
Over the last couple of years, there had been a couple of bad stories and bad things that happened at some of the discos. I absolutely felt like that it was coming to an end.
In February, the Times-Herald Record reported more details of a concert festival being organized for this summer in Saugerties by MCP Presents, the same promoter for Camp Bisco. With a long list of tentative bands, the Hudson Music and Arts Festival is planned to be located at Winston Farm, the same location as Woodstock 94. However, fans of the Disco Biscuits and the like might have to wait to find out where they'll be camping again. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.